I Am Not Your Eve by Devika Poonambalam. Your hands hover just above, I imagine, where my shoulder blades meet. You would like to bring them down, to touch, stroke, rub, but you don't. Not now, you say. Not now, a whisper. But they can hear, the ones who watch. Your still creaks. The water laps over the edge of the little gourd as you bend down to place it by your feet, just as the river sometimes breaks its banks. Your instruments scrape against paper as you work quickly. You don't wake me, and I don't know how long I can pretend before you know, but I think you already know, so that we are both pretending. The Tarome hops on his long thin legs and searches the riverbank for something to eat, anything that moves. His eyes are the darkest brown with a splash of white above each one, as though you have put them there with your brush. His belly is dark red, darker than blood, the colour that blood becomes when it dries. His back is black feathered, and his wings too, the tips of them the colour of his eyes, which are deep brown, and that red of dried blood. He wants to take flight, the Tarome, and begins to make short, shallow, flapping sounds before lifting off and gliding towards a lagoon, which today is not clear. A thick mist hangs above the mountain wall, obscuring each peak. No, today is not his lucky day. But the Tarome does not exist. He lives in my mind to pass the time as you make me. He was the very last of his kind and lived alone, fearful and fearless, unaware of his beauty. The last time he was seen was 100 years before I was born, beside a stream. A white man who travelled here in the ship of Cook saw him and made a picture. I crept forward to get a better look, but it flew away, the Tahitian sandpiper, this rare creature, the white man said. I want to get up now, want to pick my dress up from where it fell, to pull it over me, to cover myself, but I know not to. I cannot, must not. Because you're making me, and I must have your permission first. To rise, to move even a finger, to uncross my ankles, straighten my arm, to arch my neck so that it creaks like the hollow trunk of a bamboo reed, to wash a sleep from my eyes. You will tell me not to move, to stay like that, and keep on looking at you. You will ask me what I'm thinking. You will snort like a pig when I reply, nothing. Nothing, you will repeat. Yes, you will say, it is better that way. I'll put some thoughts in your head, and this is a story you will tell. That you came home late one night, having missed the coach, or having broken down between Papiti and Mataia, and when you got back, everything was bathed in darkness. I was lying naked on your bed, my body shaking with fear, because I thought you were a ghost, because I carry this belief which is buried deep, which even the missionary cannot pluck out. And you asked me to tell it to you again, this belief in some way I used to ask my foster mother for a story that belongs to ancient Wall, the Makatea of our island. And to urge me, you coax, by tracing a finger from my tailbone to the nape of my neck, and you place a kiss behind my right ear, against my skull bone. I'll create a story around this picture to whet their appetites, you will say, and you say it again.